tonight on the Hallmark Channel. It's Thanksgiving in a small town. She's the beautiful but foul-mouthed author of the beloved holiday classic, Thanksgiving You the Bird. He's a handsome small-town preacher who's so uptight he gets dressed in the dark to avoid seeing himself naked. Starring that actress you've seen on various TV shows, but you'd never know her real name. And also starring a real handsome actor you may recognize as bedpan washer number 3 on General Hospital.
I can take that, nurse.
Thanksgiving in a small town. Tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
Before we begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an abs, Minky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Very special day on the calendar.
We're celebrating National Cappuccino Day.
Yep, for a cappuccino.
Want a cappuccino?
Do you enjoy cappuccino?
Cappuccino, please. No sugar.
Cappuccino?
I need a cappuccino.
Here's your cappuccino.
It's coffee and steamed milk. It's been a favorite since it was invented back in 1945.
A cappuccino?
Happy National Cappuccino Day.
That perfect pick-me-up.
Showtime!
Yeah. Who makes up these dates? I really want to meet this person. Maybe smack them. What the heck? Cappuccino Day. Why? Why? I mean, why can't we just have regular old Happy Black Coffee Day? You know? That would be, that'd be great. Hi, it's The Mike Show. Finally Friday edition. So happy that you can join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
There she is. How do you get our live show and our featured channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, I'm gonna that's an interesting thing. Here, wait, what about this one? Oh, that. Well, I just did that one. And here. Oh, yeah. I'm doing stuff to the video on Facebook Live. So just check it out. At the Mike Show VA. Yeah, we do a video simulcast of the show on the Facebook Live. All right. So where were we? Oh yeah, it's Friday. This is the week that has just kept weeking. I think. Is this week two? Since vacation, or is this week one since coming back from vacation? I'm totally lost. I think it's week two concluding. Is it week two concluding? Maybe. Oh, there. Hi, Hannah. Yeah, it is. This is the conclusion of week two. Coming back from vacation, and it, man, oh man, I am beat. Now, part of my beatness was Three Roads yesterday. Not that Three Roads is exhausting at all. It's a quite happy place. We had Craig Hansen as part of the Mic'd Up Pop Up Concert Series. You can scroll back through our Facebook page and see the videos from last night's broadcast. Craig is an incredible musician, very, very talented, just a fun guy. And so we ended up hanging out after the live broadcast. No, we weren't playing bingo. We just hung out and continued to enjoy one or two more or three more Three Roads beverages. And yeah, so it was wonderful. But again, go back through and check out Craig's videos from last night. It was great. Now, tonight, we have the band Catapult City is going to be at Three Roads. And we'll tell you a little bit more about that. I will be there. Hannah will be there. I'm technically not working it. I'm just going to be the adult in the room. I think that's what the plan is anyway. So yeah, 7 o'clock. They take the stage at Three Roads. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps. And radio434.com, also on the Alexa. There she is. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, it's very, very simple. You just enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
You can get our podcast on the Alexa device. That's even easier. All you do is, what do you do? Oh, yeah, you just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA. And you can do that on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, and all the places where you get your podcasts. Just search The Mike Show VA. You have to put the VA in there to differentiate yourself from some other Mike Show that somebody's doing. And it is not a good representation of the name Mike. Anywho, that's all the places. And then of course you can watch our Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA on Facebook. Okay, yeah. See, I'm attempting to multitask. So you either need to go right around 10 or sometime after. Okay. I can do that. We got Darius is going to be joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market today because it is finally Friday. Also, we've got nerd news. Now, we're going to get smart with 5 random facts, but we're going to get even smarter-est with your nerd news. It's this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. And then we're going to get stupid. So we got 2 smarts for 1 stupid. We will be ahead in the smarts game today. That's all coming up. Are you a responsible and obedient driver? That's the question of the day. A responsible and obedient driver. We'll tell you how many people say yes and how many people say no. We're going to talk a little bit about road rage, plus our top list. Top things that we would blast to smithereens. No, not the band. Top things we would blow up in a fit of road rage if we had a cannon on the front of our car. Okay? I've thought about it. You know, you're sitting there in traffic and something happens and someone cuts in front of you and you're like, man, if only I had a rocket launcher. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that. That's going to be our top list. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, speaking of automobiles. I said automobiles.
Automobile.
Mm-hmm. Yep. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
best.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
Introducing the all-new Zen Drive 5000.
Get out of the way, damn it!
The first car with built-in road rage technology that yells at other drivers so you don't have to.
What is wrong with you?
Stay calm while your Zen Drive's sensors and speakers handle the chaos.
What the hell is going on?
The Zen Drive 5000.
Are you crazy?
Where your car rages so you don't have to.
You know, I actually like the Road Rage Rover better. I don't know. Anyway, hi there. It's the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. So, are you a good, responsible driver? Are you an obedient driver? Well, a new poll by Hankook Tires found more Americans are raging behind the wheel than when the same survey was done a decade ago. 26%. Admit they occasionally lose their temper while driving, up from 23% in 2014. 26% still seems low, doesn't it? I believe it's more like 96%. But anyway, we're also less likely to describe ourselves as thoughtful, responsible, and obedient drivers. Only 57% agree with that statement, down from 65% a decade ago. The poll found the number one thing that causes road rage is when other people drive like morons. Sitting in heavy traffic is number two. So that brings us to our top list. With road rage on the rise, which is probably, why so many of us have fantasized about blowing up whatever's in our path that screws up our commute. You know, like anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Top things we would love to blast to smithereens in a fit of road rage if the front of your car had a cannon. I'm not going to read all that. Top things we would blow up if our car had a rocket launcher. How about that? Here we go. Number one, the Amazon delivery van that parks in the middle of the road. The Jeep with the 18-year-old too busy looking at her phone to notice the lights changed. Top things we would blow up if our car had a cannon. The garbage truck that keeps starting and stopping and starting and stopping. The old lady taking her damn sweet time in the crosswalk. Top things we would blow to smithereens in a fit of road rage if the front of our car had a cannon. The Grubhub driver moseying down the street to find the right address. That BMW that just cuts you off. Any car covered in student driver decals. Top things we would blast to smithereens in a fit of road rage if the front of our car had a cannon. Anyone on a bicycle, on the road, using the road as their personal workout, and not caring that there's a whole line of cars behind you. Top things we would blast to smithereens in a fit of road rage if the front of our car had a cannon. The 18-wheeler that sure feels like it speeds up whenever we try and pass it. And top things we would blast to smithereens in a fit of road rage if the front of our car had a cannon. A Tesla. Just because. There we go. The Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. Coming up, we get news and not headline news. That is, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Popeyes will offer Cajun-style turkey this Thanksgiving. It's a great way to tell your family, I don't love you enough to cook. Experts say Ozempic treats drug abuse. So to recap, you need a drug to beat drug addiction. Well played, pharmaceutical industry. Well played. Australia is proposing legislation to ban children under 16 from social media. That's great, but can we ban political posts from grandfathers too? And a new satellite imagery technique allows scientists to see plastic on beaches from space. Madonna and Cher will never be able to sunbathe in privacy. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition of the program. Beautiful, beautiful fall day, although it's been unseasonably warm for fall. I'm not complaining, by the way. I'm not going to complain about the weather. I'll take warm weather as long as we get it. And as far as I'm concerned, it could be in the 70s for Christmas. I don't much mind. I think some people would disagree, but anyway. So people online are sharing stories about the weirdest guests or the weirdest things their guests have done in their home. And here are some of the highlights. Let's do this from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. They're in no particular order, though, so it doesn't really much matter. Somebody had a friend stay over who forgot their toothbrush, so they just used a random loose toothbrush they found under the sink.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, the homeowner said they had to tell them they used that one for cleaning. Somebody had a guest going through their garbage can. It was George Costanza pulling out perfectly good food that shouldn't go to waste. Somebody else was making a pineapple ham glaze. They said their mother-in-law. I said their mother-in-law. Yeah. Thought it was burnt, so she dumped it in the toilet and flushed it. This one's rated R. All right. Someone discovered evidence that a friend had,
ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Well, he had loved himself in the bathroom while pretending to be using the toilet. Somebody had a friend's friend stay over, and in the middle of the night, they woke up to find them rearranging the furniture to, quote-unquote, improve the feng shui. Somebody gave their older neighbor a key to their house because he had offered to walk their dog for them during the day. He did, but they later found out that he would also spend hours watching TV in the house with the dog on the couch. The homeowner was weirded out by the boldness, but they think he was just trying to get some peace from his wife from hell. This guy said that when he was 13, he had a friend stay over, and the friend secretly stole one of his mom's bras. And then finally, a person said their brother-in-law changed their baby's diaper on the dining room table during Thanksgiving dinner. I mean,
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah. So they said they offered them a private place, but he didn't take the hint. And he said he didn't want to miss the conversation. And there you go. Coming up, we are going to get really smart with your five random facts. That's all on the way. Darius is joining us from Lynchburg Community Market as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for
Five Random Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone is bound to say,
wow,
maybe, I don't know,
pop out of the bushes and screaming at you.
Yeah, they might. They're just, you know, pop up behind an aisle or, you know, next to the Frosted Flakes or whatever, wherever you happen to be. Number one, the most common causes of death in the world this decade. Cardiovascular diseases by far. After a drop off, cancers. Those are next, followed by COVID. After another drop off, chronic respiratory diseases in general are fourth. Number two, the country of San Marino has played 209 international soccer matches. They won two. They beat Liechtenstein in 2004 and again this past September. Liechtenstein. Oh, they must be terrible.
They get excited when they see them on the schedule.
Oh yeah, we definitely have to play Liechtenstein. The both wins, by the way, were a score of 1-0.
Okay, so it wasn't even in blowout fashion.
Nope, Liechtenstein is just bad. Number three, happy hours have been banned in Ireland since 2003.
Oh,
wonder what happened in 2003. We should ban these. Number four, the guy who wrote the "ba-da-da-da-da, I'm loving it" jingle for McDonald's, he committed suicide 5 years later in 2008. He was an ad executive, a 40-year-old ad executive. His name is Paul Tilly from Chicago. I don't think he was upset over the McDonald's jingle.
Yeah, goodness.
Yeah. And then number five, I don't think anything was related to his work. And then number five, there are six American cities that have a volcano within their city limits. Portland, Oregon, Bend, Oregon, Jackson, Mississippi. Jackson, Mississippi has a volcano? Honolulu, Hawaii.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Prescott Valley, Arizona, and Austin, Texas has a volcano within its city limits. That's amazing.
Nice.
And see, that's wow worthy. Yeah, and those are your five random facts. It's the Mike Show. Darius joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market. How's it going?
Everything is going great, my friend. We are ramping up as we head towards the holiday season. So the air is full of jolly and holly jolly jingleness, and we're prepared for our favorite time of the year.
I wondered what that was.
Yeah, that's what that's.
It's jingleness.
Holly jolly jingleness is what that smell is.
Yes.
I'm going to make a new air scent, and that's what I'm going to name it. Make sure. Go ahead and get my copyright on that.
Yes, please.
But no, we're going through all of our mistletoe market applications, and we'll be reaching out to vendors today. So we'll be getting that vendor list out to you guys next week. But as always, it's our favorite time of the year. We'll have carriage rides this year. Santa will be here every Saturday in December. And then we'll have our normal Saturday offerings plus all of our seasonal holiday goods. So we cannot wait for it. It's always a great time for mistletoe market.
Nice. And when does that get kicked off again?
That starts the Saturday after Thanksgiving. This year's dates are November 30th and then December 7th, 14th, and 21st.
All right. Well, we are looking forward to that. Lynchburg Community Market. This is, by the way, this is the place. And if you want to make your plans for Thanksgiving dinner, get over to Lynchburg Community Market prior to Thanksgiving and stock up on everything that you're going to need, because it is absolutely positively the best place to find not only your produce, but your meats, your baked goods, and just some seasonal items that are just starting to come out.
Absolutely. Yeah, we always appreciate it. There's so much to do and see down here. And we love seeing all the customer support that we get, especially with all the construction going on. So we thank you all for it. And it means the world to our vendors and all the small businesses that reside inside of the market.
Absolutely. Lynchburg Community Market also has regular hours, by the way. What are those what do you offer?
We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2. While most of our farmers and producers are just here on Saturday, if you come during the week, you can shop from all of our restaurants, shops, and then the Crafters Gallery. So if you want to get a head start on some of your holiday shopping, come down all throughout the week, get you some lunch, and get a head start and knock some of those people off your list. We can get Uncle Earl knocked off. and Cousin Sally, you can go and get them knocked off if you come down and see us.
All right, which is completely different than when you go to see Uncle Vito.
Uncle Vito after the Thanksgiving incident.
Yeah, these are checking people off the list. So Lynchburg Community Market, physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. There's plenty of parking. You have your own parking lots. And just make your way around. There's a little bit of construction on the corner of Main and Commerce. So you can either park at the lot on Commerce Street right there on the corner, yep, or you can just make your way up to 11th and you'll find all the detour signs that are very helpful
as well. So we're fortunate in that as well. Yeah, so
absolutely. And where are you found on the interwebs?
We're at LynchburgCommunityMarket.com, and then we're on both Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
All right. Very, very simple. Go there, shop, get your stuff. You will appreciate it. Because it is so much better for you, and you're shopping local, by the way. These are all local producers, so get to Lynchburg Community Market, kick off your Saturday. Darius, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, my friend.
Absolutely. Each and every Friday, we talk with Darius from Lynchburg Community Market, and we look forward to seeing you down at the market. It is The Mike Show. Coming up, we have your nerd news. It's This Week in Science. It's coming up. Stay tuned.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our Crafters Gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, time. Nerd
News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Covering the most important news for your brain. Here's a rundown from this week. In rocket news, SpaceX is planning to do another Starship launch. There we go. On November 18th, they're hoping to catch it again with their giant chopstick arms. In tree news, the world's first wood satellite arrived at the space station on Tuesday. It is handcrafted. Yes, the Amish built it. They'll drop it in orbit soon to see how it holds up in the vacuum of space. If it works, we might use wood for all satellites someday. Burns up on reentry, doesn't damage the ozone layer, and now the Amish can build custom handcrafted satellites. Anyway, in Pluto news, no, not the dog, the planet. Well, it's still not a planet. But researchers think they found the best evidence yet that another Planet Nine is out there somewhere. It could be 3 times larger than Earth, hiding out in the Kuiper Belt beyond Neptune. Now, I did a little bit of a deeper dive with this, and here's the story. More evidence for a hypothetical extra planet lurking in the most distant reaches of our solar system has come to light. Moons are associated with icy bodies that cross the orbit of Neptune while traversing long, looping paths around the sun. Planet Nine, as a predicted planet, is referred to. It was first postulated in 2016 by Caltech. Konstantin Batkin and Michael Brown, latter having also discovered the dwarf planet. How do you pronounce that one? Aris. Okay, I heard you. Aris. Thank you. Brown discovered Aris in 2005. Their original evidence predominantly focuses on the clustering of trans-Neptunian objects. That's going to be episode name today. Which are objects that spend the majority of their orbits farther from the sun than Neptune is. And that's quite far. More specifically, the duo had zoomed in on the trans-Neptunian objects with high inclinations, meaning the objects orbited the sun at steep angles to the ecliptic plane. I don't know what all that means, but it suggests that the gravity of Planet Nine pulling the objects out of orbit and bunching them together in highly inclined orbits. So there you go. And what about the apsis?
Apsis.
Okay. So that's all you need to know for that. In exercise news, researchers made vampire bats run on tiny treadmills. Oh my God. To study how they metabolize food. They're actually pretty decent runners. A study found flavored vapes damage your lungs more than unflavored vapes. They specifically looked at popular berry flavors. In sports news, since the 1940s, baseballs have been rubbed down with the same special mud to help major league pitchers get a good grip. And a new study found it really does have the exact right mix of clay and sand. It comes from somewhere in New Jersey, but Major League Baseball won't tell you where. And in bathroom news, London, might start using the heat from its sewers.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
To power heating systems in its buildings. Several cities already have similar systems. They don't use the actual air, by the way, just the energy from the heat. So it doesn't smell. And that's it. That's your nerd news. This week in science. Just science. Coming up,
We got sounds we're going to lovingly place in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. Well, the audio from viral videos. Anyway, some guy posted a video of what it would be like if your printer was a person. It's got a bad attitude. It refuses to listen. And it can't see sheets of paper even when they're right in plain view. He plays both parts, by the way.
Hey, HP Inkjet printer. Oh, hey, what's up, man? Could you print this document for me?
Ugh, I'm low on color ink.
Well, it's black and white and it's one page, so could you try?
Okay.
Send me the document.
All right, here you go.
I did not get it. I just sent it to you, but let me try it again.
Got it. All right, just give me a second. I gotta remember how to do this.
Let me just grab this paper in the paper tray.
I'm having some trouble finding the paper, yeah. Give me one second.
Just grab it. Right trouble. There. Something's wrong here, man. Error.
You cost $300.
All right, a video of the hottest Christmas toy from 1996 is making the rounds. Yes, the Tickle Me Elmo. And it is terrifying if you ramp up the voltage, by the way. Somebody took a Tickle Me Elmo doll and did just that. They ramped up the voltage so it does everything faster and a lot more aggressively. Wow. Oh, God. All right, a police search is underway after 43 monkeys escaped from a research facility in South Carolina. Yeah. Here, wait, let me clear, and then I need monkey yells or distress screams. All right, how about that? There we go. Take two. Experts say they were too young to have any testing done to them and too young to carry any diseases. Do we have sound on this?
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. Oh, God. And people say we monkey around.
All right, great. Let's see. Australia might ban social media for children or kids under 16. Social media sites would have to take reasonable steps to prevent access, and parents wouldn't be able to opt out. Here's the Prime Minister of Australia talking about the new ban and teens reacting to it.
This one's for the mums and dads. Social media is doing harm to our kids, and I'm calling time on it.
The onus will be on social media platforms to demonstrate they are taking reasonable steps to prevent access. The onus won't be on parents or young people.
I don't know if it should be banned, but I think there should be more restrictions.
But I don't think all social media is bad. I just think it should be very heavily limited.
Well, it's just, like, really easy to bully people on social media.
Yeah, it is. All right, a couple opened up the drywall in their home. They found 115 stuffed animals wrapped in plastic, apparently being used as insulation. The stuffed animals were in great shape, so they donated them to people throughout the world. Here's Connor Nissi talking about finding the stuffed animals, and Angela McNellan talking about receiving a couple of the animals that Connor was giving away.
Realized we had to do a little bit more about this. The internet wanted more.
And I said, oh my gosh, that looks exactly like my fluffy owl duck. So I was devastated as a kid, and I've always been searching for it.
These mean something to someone, right? It's nostalgia. Yeah, if you can make a difference, why not?
Okay. Some women are now saying that because Trump was elected, they'll refuse to date, get married to, or have sex with men. It's a new wave of feminism that started in South Korea.
Hello.
Hi. Here are some of the ladies making the proclamation.
Donald Trump is president, and I think all women should stop having sex for the next 4 years in protest and protection of your bodies.
I also have decided that for the next 4 years, I am going to abstain from schmex with men. And funny enough, I actually just broke up with my boyfriend a handful of days before the election.
All I have to say is good luck getting laid.
Okay, thanks. What's going to possibly change? Anyway, the voice of AOL's iconic greeting, You've Got Mail. The guy's name is Elwood Andrews. He died yesterday. He was 74. If you don't know, here's what millions of people heard when they got their email from America Online back in the 90s.
You've got mail.
Yeah, so they're there. And then, oh, and by the way, AOL was a dial-up service, okay? To surf the internet to get email or just go online, people had to hook up their free trial software. And AOL mailed out millions of CDs that offered hundreds of free hours. Many didn't understand how it would infiltrate their new computer. When the hours ran out, they had to pay. When they got email, they heard this.
You've got mail.
Yeah, right there. And this is what you heard because you connected via your phone line, okay? You hooked up your computer to your telephone line. No, not this. This didn't exist. Your actual landline, and here you clicked on it, and it went like this. Yep. We almost got it. And hopefully nobody else picks up the other extension while you're trying to connect. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, almost got it. There we go.
You've got mail.
Yep. Yeah, we do. In 1998, 50% of the CDs produced worldwide had an AOL logo on it. They were logging in new subscribers at a rate of 1 every 6 seconds. Verizon bought AOL in 2015 for $4.4 billion. In 2016, a woman posted this video when she found out her Uber driver in Ohio was Elwood Edwards, the You've Got Mail guy.
This is my Uber driver, and he just told me something very special, that he's the voice behind...
Welcome, You've Got Mail.
No way! Do it again.
Welcome, You've Got Mail.
Yay! Okay, what's your name?
Elwood Edwards.
Elwood Edwards, thank you.
You bet.
Wow. Let's see. Skip that. Did Jeopardy Did Jeopardy do Travis Kelce dirty this week? Listen to the wording on a $200 clue. Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity is hosted by this man who's maybe more famous as a boyfriend than is a three-time Super Bowl champ. At least the contestant knew the answer, by the way.
Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity is hosted by this man who's maybe more famous as a boyfriend than is a three-time Super Bowl champ. Derek.
Who's Travis Kelce?
Correct.
All right. Let's see. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Brian Regan trying to make some sense of reality TV.
Talking about TV, I watch weird shows, man. There's one I'm trying to understand. It's about moonshiners, this reality show. I don't get it. There's a guy hiding out in the woods trying to make moonshine. I don't understand the premise. Liquor is legal. What's he doing hiding behind trees? Don't tell anybody I'm out here. Why are you out here? I'm making moonshine. Woo! You want some? No, I can get Jack Daniels over at the liquor store. It's legal. Has been for a while. Come out of the woods and read a newspaper.
There you go. That is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. And go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we are going to get even more stupid, with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. We'll share that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. Yep. All right. Everyone has a different way of processing the election, but stealing from women, not cool. A 27-year-old man in Florida was arrested. Yep, Florida man. Arrested at 2:44 a.m. on Wednesday when Trump was emerging as the winner. He had gone to a gentleman's club. He got a lap dance, then refused to pay the $40 fee. Classy. Anyway, he tried to leave, but the manager called the police, had him arrested. It's unclear if he was celebrating, distracting himself, or just doing Florida things. The man was charged with misdemeanor petty theft, was booked into the county jail, and was released after coincidentally posting the $40 bond. And then there's this. This really isn't criminal, but I just thought I'd share this. There are scary times ahead, no matter who you voted for. And I'm not talking about the election. A poll. Ask people. This is the scary part. What would be worse to find under your bed? A dead person. Well, okay. Not that. Or a living person. The poll was almost deadlocked. 49% saying a person who's alive would be worse. 51% saying a person who's dead. The assumption is that the living person is someone you don't know. Not your brother playing a prank on you or something. Someone said they'd rather the person be alive so they could choose whether or not they were dead or not. But are you sure you could do that quick enough or get out? Someone else said, a dead person might be more gross than scary until you consider that an alive person had to put the dead person there, and they might still be hanging around. But this is a conundrum. Also, would you proactively try to hide the dead body on your own somehow? Or do you think you'd be able to explain this away to the police? I don't know. Okay. And then, do we have another story? Let me scroll through here real quick. Nope. All right. There's good news in the world, and we like to share that during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Bernard Schneider and Joe Cartwright are both in their late 90s. They got married in Austin last week. Both are widowed, say they never expected to get married again. They just fell in love. Here they are talking about falling in love along with part of their wedding ceremony. Here, listen.
Wherever I was, he was there. I would look up and there he was, right there. And I thought, well, maybe this man, maybe he likes me a little bit.
And I said, I'm looking for a dinner partner because I hate eating alone. As we've said to each other, it seems impossible that we could be in love.
And Bernard, do you take Joe to be your wife, to love, to honor and cherish, and to create a future together?
Absolutely.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?